reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. Most often when I come across this reading in Luke, I find myself focusing on the reaction of James and John and their quick condemnation of the Samaritan village and their desire to see its destruction, all meant as a way of demonstrating their support of Jesus. In my reflection on their response, I realize I need to consider how often I, too, desire the fires of heaven to consume those who don't see the world as I do. Inevitably, the words I imagine Jesus saying to James and John are the words I hear Jesus saying to me, rebuking my own self-righteousness. But when I read the passage this time, I was drawn instead to the Samaritan villagers' rejection of Jesus passing through their town because of his destination to Jerusalem. I found myself asking the question, in what ways has Jesus tried to pass through my life that I've not welcomed him because of his destination? Or maybe because of his starting point. If I'm honest with myself, I have to admit that the ways are far too numerous. I haven't allowed the Christ to pass through my life whenever I've held fast to rigid beliefs that nothing good can possibly come from a person with a countering political or theological view than my own. Or when I refuse to hear the whole story before jumping to my own conclusions. Jesus is not welcomed in my life when the rumors about another person have invaded my psyche before I've had the opportunity to encounter the individual personally. Or when I remain steadfast that I've learned all there is to possibly know about a topic and ignore new revelations or considerations. I do not receive Jesus into my midst when I believe that stereotypes are the ultimate truth of a person or community, or when I refuse to see myself as a beloved child of God. In these and countless other situations, I've come to realize that it is far too easy to look at individuals or groups of people who are different from me and regard them as beyond hope or as from another world altogether, thereby giving myself permission to completely disregard them, which seems to have been the reaction of James and John. But one of the lessons of the Samaritan story I need to recall is that the Jews and the Samaritans shared a common heritage in Jacob, their ancestor of faith. Likewise, I need to remember that I, too, share a common heritage with every person whose journey passes through my own life. That we are all made in the image and likeness of God and are to be treated and to treat the other as such, no matter our differences. What I find most heartening in the story of the Samaritans, however, is what gives me hope in my own life of discipleship. Though we hear in this particular passage that the Samaritans did not welcome Jesus into their midst, we eventually find out that the Samaritans have a tremendous conversion to Jesus. We hear about their conversion later in Luke's second volume in Acts, when Philip preaches the good news of the resurrection of Jesus. And we hear about it in John's Gospel after Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well. The gift in all of this is that rather than condemning the rejection of the Samaritans towards him, Jesus allows time for the journey of conversion to take place. Gratefully, the same gift is offered to us. We may not get it right the first time, but Jesus allows time for our own conversion of heart. Our task is to pray for an openness to the countless ways that Jesus does, in fact, pass through our lives, inviting us to an all-embracing awareness of the wideness of God's presence in and around us.